Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to be Bold for the Gospel, written by Laura Bailey. For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but I will continue to be bold for Christ as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ whether I live or die. Philippians 1:20. Every morning I say the same prayer. Lord, open my eyes and heart to see people who need to hear the gospel today. Give me the courage to proclaim the good news boldly. The words roll effortlessly off my tongue. My heart beats quickly as I think about the potential opportunity to share Jesus with someone. My blood pumps as I imagine the ripple effects of someone giving their life to Christ, changing someone's life not just for the day, but for eternity. Yet, as I set foot in the world, confronted with opposition, criticism, and my own self-doubt, my confidence wanes, in return, keeping my lips shut. I lay my head on the pillow, shame consuming my thoughts. Another day passed, and I chickened out. Have you ever felt that way? You feel the Holy Spirit nudging you to invite a coworker to church, but you convince yourself that your words will be offensive. You learn that a family member has recently turned away from their faith, and you feel a strong desire to reach out, but fear it might be a complicated conversation. A sister in Christ shares a viewpoint that contradicts the Bible. You know you should gently correct her, incorrect thinking, but don't want to deal with the confrontation. There have been many missed opportunities to share the gospel, lovingly point someone back to Christ, or advocate for the infallibility of the Bible. But here's the good news about the good news. You can't thwart God's plan. Every day is an opportunity for God to use you to bring people to Him. Paul wrote these words to the early church from a prison cell. For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but I will continue to be bold for Christ as I have been in the past, and I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ whether I live or die. Philippians 1:20. Paul was unsure about his release from prison and his future trials, but he clung to the power of the gospel. Paul knew that he wouldn't be able to live a perfect life, but his deepest desire was to, in every circumstance, bring glory and honor to the Lord, even if that meant death. He leaned on the power of the Holy Spirit, praying to ask God to help him be unashamed and boldly share Jesus. It is normal to feel nervous about sharing our faith. Still, when we begin to fear God over the fear of man, Hebrews 13:6, we can boldly, confidently, and without hesitation proclaim the message of salvation the world desperately needs to hear. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness for the many times we have failed to proclaim the gospel. Help us as we navigate our days to share the message of salvation. We know that you are long-suffering with your people and that your love, mercy, and grace are abundant. Thank you. May we be bold, leaning into the power of the Holy Spirit who guides and directs our words and actions. We pray for those who don't know you as Lord and Savior. Please open their eyes and their hearts to receiving you. Please help us to make the most of every opportunity, for the days are short. Let us live each day as if it were our last, and give us a sense of urgency and conviction. We love you, Lord, and we are so grateful for the gift of your Son. We are so undeserving, yet you died for us while we were still sinners. Romans 5:8. May we be vessels, the blessed feet which carry the gospel to the ends of the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Once in a generation, a podcast comes along with the power and eloquence to inspire us all.
This show will entertain you while you wait for that one. Join two best friends, author and former history teacher John Driver and comedian Johnny W. for hilarious and authentic conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
You can listen to Talk About That wherever you find your podcasts or at lifeaudio.com.